Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're talking about grace today. God, grace is sufficient. This is my personal song. I want to dedicate it to you, and I will be right back. When you think about the grace of God, you know that you can make it. When you think about the mercies of God, you're going to be all right. You don't have to quit. You just get back up, dust yourself off, and keep fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper if you don't quit. Amen. We learn to live a pleasing life day by day. It's a process. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, those that are calling in, those that are on the internet. I see you. I want to thank you for being faithful to the ministry of God. This is Pastor Teresa Dox, and I am excited and delighted to be used by God. Amen, amen, amen. You know, God gave me a word today, and it was just some, you know, I started to wait till next week, and circumstances allowed it to be released today. So, again, I want to thank everyone for just making this extra step to be on the line with me. Amen. I pray that you are blessed today. I pray that your life is made better because of the Word of God. Amen. I pray that you walk into God's best because you're going in the right direction. I pray that your time is well spent in the things of God. I pray that you forgive those that have despitefully used you so that you can live a life that's pleasing to God. I pray that you forgive yourself so God can use you. Amen. Sometimes Satan will put his hook in us, and we think that we're not worthy to be used by the Father. But I have a story to tell you. God wants to use you, hook and all. Amen. One of my best friends would always say, hook, line, and sinker. And that meant verily, verily to her. Amen. Truly, truly. God wants to use you because he has need of you. God has need of you. You never knew that God needed you. God need you to open your mouth. God need you to be a witness for the things of the kingdom. God needs you. God needs you. He's not going to come down and do it himself. He already did every single thing that he had planned to do for his people. Amen. He just gave us strategic thoughts, strategic plans. He give us his word. He give us his wisdom. He give us direction. He's just so good. Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see. You have an appetite to taste and see that the Lord is good? The Lord is good. I'm telling you, and his mercies endured to all generations. I'm going to lift up a word of prayer, and I won't hold you very long, but I want to get this word in you. Look for the hook. Amen. Father, we just thank you. We adore you, Lord God. We magnify your name, Father. Father, we thank you for your glory shining on us as we have awakened from our sleep. God, we thank you that you're going to use us to be your mouthpiece. We thank you, Father, for we will not have thick, thin skin. We will have thick skin. We will not be moved. We will not fall in small snares. Father, we thank you that you have us engrafted in the word of God because we belong to you. So, Father, we just thank you right now that we're right all tangled up in you. And we thank you that Satan is defeated because you are exalted. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. The word of God is holy. I'm telling you, you're working with something when you're working with the things of the kingdom. Amen. God want to build the inside of you up so that when those snares come, that you can look at the scheme of the enemy and you can say, that's a bait. Hallelujah. That's a hook. Glory to God. And then you can do it with joy. You know how to de-escalate the problem. Amen. Because you're the master of things. I can talk about it because it's the course of the day for believers. It's what we do. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, I want to encourage you to have your Bibles. Have your Bible ready at all times. If you would turn to Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, and the 13th verse. That's Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, verse 13. I'm going to talk about the hook of Satan. He has a hook, and he want to hook your mind. He want to hook your thoughts. He want to hook you so that he can have you. Amen. His ultimate goal is to destroy that man that God made, that woman that God made. Amen. And the Bible says, but exhort one another daily. Do you know what that means? While it is called today, lest any of you are hardened through deceitfulness of sin. God wants us to say something good about our brothers and our sisters. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes correction is necessary. But it's not what you do. It's how you do it. And it's out of the love that's in your heart that you would even take the time to bring correction. Amen. You know, sometimes things can be so terrible, you'd be like, whatever. But God, the Bible says in Hebrews 3:13, that we should what? Exhort one another daily. Exhort. Who have you exhorted today? And listen to the B clause. where it says, lest any of you, which would be you or I, that we would harden our heart, in other words, through the deceitfulness of sin. I want to talk about that today. The hook. The hook. Satan work on our heart. See, this is his scheme. It's a common scheme. He hasn't done anything different. You know, he presents the bait. And what happened when you go fishing? You see the bait. But guess what's following the bait? So Satan presents the bait and he hides the hook. Amen. You know, throw the ball and throw a rock and hide your hand. Who threw that rock? You see nobody's hand because the rock already hit someone in the head, but you see no hand, so you don't know who threw the rock. That's the hook. Amen. The bait will be the rock. So Satan presents sin as fun, something that's satisfying, something that's profitable or pleasurable or something that appears to be all right, but the pain of it is accomplished with sin. So as the scripture is talking about deceitfulness of sin, deceitfulness of sin. Listen, did you know that sin is deceitful? See, we're tempted to believe that our happiness and our fulfillment requires us to indulge in some things or some sin. You know, one of my ministerial trainee said to me, he said, Pastor, I got to do something. Yeah, I can't always do what's right. You know, I'm in the flesh. See, the passing pleasures of sin has a wage. The wages of sin is death. So you're going to get paid for your sin. I'm not saying we're perfect, but we're striving. Amen. So when we know to do right, you know that's wrong, and you still go that route because of maybe the pleasure it brings, the satisfaction or the gratification or authority, and it go on and on. But we do things that put us in a position, hallelujah, that's going to breed sin. Sin could be sin of the heart, sin of deception. Okay, let me give you a couple more scriptures because I want to talk about the hook. Satan has a hook, and he used that hook to get our minds focused on everything other than what we should be doing. You know, we make excuses, and when I say we, I'm part of the we. I'll be the E, okay? But when I say we, I'm talking about all of us. We make excuses why we can't do this or why, you know, excuses. I look for excuses. Hallelujah. I learn to look for excuses. I learn to hear the sound of an excuse because a lot of times when you hear excuse and the person knows that what they should be doing, a lot of times Satan has put a hook in them. And they may be afraid, or they may not feel worthy, or they may feel some condemnation, or they may feel that they're not capable with the grace of God. And it go on and on. So we look for things so that we can make others better, so that we can what? I just read it, where in Hebrews 3, where it said, exhort one another daily. So you might see the shortcoming, but I want to encourage you. Even though you see the shortcoming, I want you to look around for the good. There's some good in everyone. So sometimes we focus more of our spirit or our energies on what they don't have or what they should have or how we want them to be, in opposed to finding what's good. And again, with the call as a prophet, it's the nature of the call for me that God allows me to see things to bring correction. And at first, I didn't know how to embrace that because I didn't want to bring correction. Because when you bring correction, guess what? You lose friends. You lose relationships. Some people don't want to stand corrected. And it's not that you have arrived. It's all because you love them. Amen. So as you correct, exhort. If that's your call, don't leave the exhortation out. Tell them how wonderful they are. Tell them what you see that's good. Amen. It's a technique that you use to build others. Amen. Amen. I get excited about this because I understand that if we don't see the hook that Satan used, if we don't see the bait that he used, we're like a fish out of water. Amen. So it won't be long now. See, we are tempted to believe that we have to indulge in certain things to feel happiness or to feel joy, or we expect, and I'm going to speak for women. Sometimes women, and if you're married, sometimes you may think you need your husband to do this or do that or what have you so that you can be happy. Well, I want to encourage you, women of God, allow the Lord to bring your true happiness, to bring your true joy, so that when you present yourself to your husband, you're not always expecting him to be Hercules. Amen? That you're accepting him the way he is, and you know how to pray. Amen. Don't be offended, because Satan used offense as one of his snares. He exposed one of his most deceptive snares by having the people of God walk in offense. So when he gets you ensnared in that bait, and you don't even realize it, you know, you upset or you tore up from the floor up, but you're just going through the motion. And as Elder said earlier, you're going along to get along. Amen. But mentally and spiritually, you're all discombobulated and you can't focus and you can't function. Why? Because you're holding all of this in that needs to come out. So we don't want to encounter offense and hold it in. See, most people that's ensnared with it, Satan will deceive you. You know, you begin to say, "Oh, I'm okay. No, that don't mean anything to me. No, I'm good. And you're not. Satan want to affect your relationship ultimately, not just with that individual, but he want to affect your relationship with God. Amen. Don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Happiness does not come from anywhere other than your relationship with God. And see, we have to learn that. Sometimes we feel we need someone else to make us happy or to make us fulfilled. But if you're unfulfilled and they're unfulfilled and you come together and you think you're going to be fulfilled, it's not going to happen. Fulfillment comes with a solid relationship with God, knowing that he will always, always give you a way of escape if you allow him to. And he'll deal with you if you spend time with him. Amen. Amen. I want to read another scripture in Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 25. 11, verse 25. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read the A clause. And it reads, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. For a season. That means it's going to come to an end. Or are you going to, like Jesus said, if you're going to reign with me, you're going to suffer with me. Amen. When I can't pay the bills, you're going to jet out on me? No, when I can't pay the bills, we can't pay the bills because we're one. We're together. Amen. So what Jesus is saying, we're in it together. I'm suffering, you suffering. I'm winning, you're winning. Teamwork. It makes the dream work. And it's not just with relationships, couples. It's with relationships, period. You know, when you encourage, when you exhort, when you build up, when you love on people, what they're going to remember when they leave you is not what you did for them. They're going to remember how you made them feel, how you build them up, how you encourage them, how you loved on them. So when the beta Satan comes, it's almost like a fresh wind have blowed on them. So now they're ready to fight. I'm going to give this story about my two sons when they were growing up. I was always encouraging them. I was always telling them the stars is the limit. You're well able to take the land. I always told them that. But I always would finish and say, stay humble. Stay humble. Even though you can take the land, stay humble. And I'm saying that to say, the snares are to keep you from being driven. It's to keep you from purpose. It is to keep you from fulfilling your earthly mission, your earthly assignments. See, God have literally giving you assignments here on earth. And Satan's job is to deceive you so that you'll be so caught up with the pleasures of sin, unforgiveness, offense, all of that, so that you're not able your mission that you were sent to complete. Amen. So we can miss the mark. And then Elder also mentioned about the person that said, well, I'm not going to vote this way or I'm not going to vote that way. I'm just not going to vote. I'm just going to vote on somebody else. And the reason Elder asked, well, why are you not going to vote either way? And the person said, because she's not black. This is a well-educated, well-rounded person. It doesn't matter what color a person is. It is the contents of the character. And then you got to keep in mind that everyone have a right to vote whichever way they please. But it's our job to give the people what? The word of God, the voice of God, the heart of God, the mind of God. So let's pray for those who calling an election is not made sure and they blow with the wind, tree, not planet. I mean, I'm talking about degrees, good job, one of the leading ministers, pastors at the church. I mean, for real? So we're going to, pastors and the leaders, keep them lifted up in prayer because Satan is working his hook. And he's causing the people not to understand or not to know or not to be able to hear the will of the Father. I don't even have to agree. All I know is if God wanted, I want it. I want to have a relationship that I can just ask him. Let thy will be done through me, Father. Let me hear you. So I can go and do your bidding, the Bible says. That we should know the ways of the Father. Did you know that? That we should know the heart of God. We should know the heart of God. And well, how could we know the heart and mind of God? How? By studying the Word. By getting in His presence. We should listen. But before we make any decisions, we should talk to God. We should know the mind of Christ. I mean, I used to say that's deep. But when you got a constant dialogue going, you won't be deceived by Satan's devices. His hook won't work. Start working, it won't last. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, you know, in as many scriptures where the Bible says that who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him, but we have, hallelujah, the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So if you have the mind of Christ, then we have to use it. We have to use it to our advantage. So when Satan throw his snare, we got the mind of Christ. We fortified in the Word of God. Amen. We're fortified in the Word of God because we have the mind of Christ. See, what sin does, it causes us to be crippled. Sin is a reason that is so much havoc in the soul of man going on right now. It's so much emptiness, so much incompleteness. So what did God do? When it's like that, guilt and shame come in. When a person is empty, when the house has no furniture and the house has no, well, we know the contents of the house, what goes in a house. When something is missing, Satan is going to put what he wants in that house. So that's why we have to fill our own house. You put your chairs, your couch, your furniture, what you choose. But when your house is, he's going to come and stay a while. He's going to decorate it like he wanted. He's going to paint the walls the color he wanted. He's going to take the canvas of your soul and mold it like he wanted. See, sin leads to bigger sin. So just say if you got someone around you and they're cursing, they're swearing, and you just quiet because guess what? You're calling an election is not made sure. So they're okay to let loose, you know. They smoking and choking and coughing and swearing and lying and doing all kind of immoral things. And you just sitting there because guess what? You're going along to get along, and Satan is using his hook. He's using his hook. So you're allowing things to happen, and now you're numb to it. And when you get numb to it, it get even worse. And the whole time, Satan is hiding his hook. You only see the bait. I want you to see the picture. Satan comes to kill every single thing that you value in God. He comes to destroy, to literally kill, steal, and destroy everything that God has put inside of you. So he tried to do it inch by inch. So at one time, when you were a child, you decided, well, I'm going to have my own business, and I'm going to be a manufacturer, and I'm going to do this and do that. And some said I'm going to be a model, and some said I'm going to be an architect. And as time went on, you lost your hope. You lost your drive. It was a bait that became a hook that pulled that desire out of your spirit. And now you have no desires. Just go along to get along and allow everything to go on in your presence, because now you're numb to what you need to eradicate. We have to have a little rebel in us. And at the same time, you're soft and you're tenderhearted. Amen. You don't wish ill on anyone. You want to see them grow. Amen. I get excited because when you draw the picture out in your mind, when you actually see Satan's bait of offense, Satan's bait of forgiveness, Satan's bait of depression, of misery, of shame. Even Satan used his bait that you would hold something inside of you so long and it's eating you up alive. It's Satan's bait. And it's not the will of the Father. See, what did God say? He said, I came that you might live life and live life in abundance. God wants you to laugh. God wants you to love. God wants you to live. And I can go on and on. Because you only get this one life. And our days are numbered. And every single day, here comes Satan. Here he comes. Who is it? Who is it? Come on in, Satan. You let him right on in. I want to encourage you today. Be on the lookout for offense. Because that's one of the biggest things Satan uses. If he can have you offended, if he can have you holding a grudge, if he can have you miserable, if he can have you, sometimes he can just have you hot. You'd be like, so hot, oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Whew, everything irritating you, right? All you got to do is go take a shower, cool off, and start over again. Satan gave Adam a fruit. Well, he gave it to Eve, and she bit it. It was a bait, because it was a hook behind that. So now, from this day forward, look for the hook. You see the bait? Look around. Not at the person, but you look at their purpose. Let me read the scripture to you in Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Allow me to read what the scripture says. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Bait. For God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened. Bait. And ye shall be as gods, bait, knowing good from evil. Look at all that bait. Listen to what's said, and then ask God to give you the purpose of the statement. And ask him to give you spiritual discernment. And it don't matter who it comes from. Satan will use whoever he can. But we have to be the master of oneself. Amen. Because Satan was so deep in his actions, he didn't start with Adam. He tried to, tempt the Lord Jesus Christ. It was in a different manner, but it was like the same kind of bait. He offered Christ the largest bait imaginable. What did he say? Namely, all the kingdoms of this world. How can you give him something he already owned? Listen, Matthew's chapter 4, thank you for staying with me. Matthew's chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Matthew's chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Hallelujah. And again, the devil taking him up into an exceedingly high mountain. And I know it was beautiful. And he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Glory, bait, and the glory of them, and said unto him, all of these things I'll give you, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. See, Satan, I can imagine he know the word, because God said, have no other God besides me. So now you're coming against what God wants. So Satan said, just worship me. That's all I want. I want you to worship me. Look for the bait. So if he tried to tempt Jesus, what do you expect? Look for the hook. Look for the hook. Satan hides his hook, and he presents the bait. The bait might look attractive, might be a fine woman, might be a handsome man. You know, I've heard pastors and women say, I know I'm married and all, but isn't he fine? We shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. See, Satan liked the fish. He liked to bait his hook according to the appetite of a fish. He liked to bait you in, little by little. And we cannot be deceived by his devices, because guess what? He's the master of what he does. He camouflages temptation. He'll do things that make it appear to be one way. He's all over the place. And the Bible says in James, and when you get a chance, read James, the first chapter, and just read verses 13 through 14. Having taken on what Satan is doing with this bait, we keep falling in these traps, and we're wondering why we're so mentally tired. We're wondering why we're so physically tired. We're wondering why we can't get ahead, because we're entangled up in Satan's bait. God said it's time that we may be set free. He already died, sent his son to die so that we can live. He sent his son to do everything that we needed him to do. We are already empowered. We are already well able to take the land. But how are you living? What is your mindset? Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. That came directly from the Holy Spirit. I don't know who it's for. I just know that that was directly from the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I want to encourage you today to know that when you look and see yourself as a fisherman, a fisherwoman, for those that want to hear it that way, But when you see yourself as a fisher, you're fishing. And everything God did, Satan duplicated. It's called the spirit of divination. So you're fishing for souls. You're fishing. Satan is fishing too. He's wanting to deceive you. Something may be red, he tell you it's burgundy. He's a deceiver of the brethren. And the scripture go on and on talking about calling an election be made sure. Satan used temptation. He camouflaged temptation to make it appear that it's not temptation. When temptation is birthed and we fall in that trap, sin comes right after. The Bible says the God does not tempt and is not tempted. His nature is holy and righteous, but the enemy, he'll try to tempt us. He'll try to get us where we fall prey and we won't know what to vote on or who to vote on. I'm sorry. We won't know what to do. Don't blame God when you can't make your mind up, when you're indecisive. I don't know what to do. Some people you can't even go shopping with. You go shopping, they say, I don't know if I should get this or that, or should I get that, or should I get butter or margarine or cream, or I don't. Come on. When I go to the grocery store, you can bet your bottom dollar. I think that's how it goes. I have in my mind, I don't need a list. I know exactly what I'm going for. But everybody's made different. I just say, let your call in an election be made sure. Don't fall in Satan's temptation. Because he's going to camouflage it. He's going to try to make you think, it's this way or it's that way. It's okay to do this. It's okay to say that. What you said of God was standing there, I said to a young man, it was last Wednesday, when he was speaking to me, and he said a couple words, and I said, nope. I just cut him off. He said, what? I said, no, you can't talk to me talking like that. He said, well, that's not a bad word. I said, you can't talk to me talking like that. And he said, okay. I said, would you do that if God was there, here? You know he's watching. He said, no. I fall on my face and blah, blah, blah. Earn that you deserve so that you may be well able to take the land. Like Satan does, inch by inch. He got that from God. God don't just come in and take over. He's real cool. Jesus come in, he go to the bottom of the ship, go to sleep with the storm, and then when his season to come up and speak, he just came up out the bottom of the ship and said, peace be still. So what I'm trying to say to you, if you don't get anything else, don't fall in any of Satan's snares, any offense, any unforgiveness. You know, anything that you know that will cause your relationship with God. Think about David and Ananias. Think about Sapphira in Acts 6. You know, how they acted, how they fell into sin, they fell into the bait. You know, and it go on and on. So we have to look for the bait. We have to see what hook Satan is using to try to bait us in with. Because he'll get you. You'll be so engrafted in that, you think you're right. You not only think you're right, can't nobody tell you nothing. Why? Because you know everything. Now you don't have a teachable spirit. And now you make excuses, and now you defend what you're saying, even when you show the scripture. See, that's when the word talks about a reprobated mind. When you think wrong is right and right is wrong, God just take his hands off you. Look for the hook. The bait of Satan is exposed when you can find the hook, when you can find the bait I'm not saying be all paranoid. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying to you is try the Spirit by the Spirit to know if it's God. You've been in church all your life. You know, you on meat now. It's time to grow up and do the work of ministry. It's our purpose. It's our call. We see so many things happening in this world. Families against families. You know, it's, the Bible tells you these things are going to happen. But some things happen premature. Why? Because the seats in the kingdom's court is not filled. Yes, the world court is filled, but the kingdom of God's court have too many empty seats. God has need of you so that you may teach with fire and people's lives are made better having heard the word of God. Amen. Amen. I just want to encourage you today. I just want to get you to a point that you don't give up. You're not offended by small things. And if you are offended by big things, guess what? All these things are going to pass away. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know, you got people falling out over material things that's going to soon pass away. Value relationships. Trust God. Look for the bait so you can find the hook. And guess what? Then you know the tools that God uses, that you'll be able to use them. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I'm so thankful and grateful for the ministers that God has put in my pathway. Those that didn't know their calling, but now they're preaching the gospel. And I hear it over and over. I'm not a preacher. No, I'm not a pastor. No, I'm not this. I'm not that. You know, and it's okay. It's okay. Whatever God says, I believe it. Amen. So I want to encourage you to think about what are you called to do in this short time here on earth? What is your mission? Because Satan has a strategy to try to oppose God's plan for your life. The enemy of our soul, he desired to trap us and destroy us. Cunning, he's so crafty. He used these devices, and one of the most effective one is offense. Offense, and I'm going to let you go, but I want to just say offense fit in two categories. The first offense, those who may have been treated unjustly. And then the second one is those who believe they've been treated unjustly. And when you are in offense, it produced fruit. And the fruit of offense is hurt, anger, outrage, jealousy, resentment, strife, bitterness, hatred, envy. I can go on and on. But Satan wants to stick it to you. Satan wants to make you quarrelsome. You're always quarreling about something. You're never pleased. You use the N-word, talking about your brothers, your sisters, those that God made. We all stand so that we're able to laugh and empty out, and that we're not walking in offense for nobody. We're going to sow good seed. We're going to show affection. We're going to show forgiveness, and we're going to remember that Satan has a bait, and he wants a hook each and every last one of us in, and it's not going to work. Amen. Glory to God. So I want you to say to yourself, there's nobody like Jesus. I'm going to get my blessing because I'm not going to walk in offense. I'm not going to be deceived by Satan's device, because I'm going to make heaven my home. Amen. Got to make heaven your home. You got to make heaven your home. And I mean literally in the natural. When you're here on this earth, you can make heaven your home. And when your body leaves here, you just gone on home because you've been living in heaven. You've been living in a place of peace. You know the snares. You're not deceived. You're not offended. Amen. 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 Just take some time every single day and just laugh. Just laugh, you know, just laugh. It's good for your soul. Just smile at yourself. You know, one of my goddaughters, I was looking on Facebook and she had her mirror and she was going through and she was looking in the mirror and she had that song playing, We Were Made for Each Other. And she said to me, I'm not being haughty. I'm just loving on myself. So I want to encourage you. Make God first. Love on yourself. Because God made you just like he wants you to be. Amen. Glory to God. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for allowing God to use your life. Allowing God to allow you to be free of offense. I don't care what happened. Nothing is worth you missing the kingdom of God in earth and going to heaven to be seated on the right-hand side of the Father in Christ Jesus. Amen. So I want to encourage you, get your blessing. Get your blessing. Live your best life. Don't be so critical that you can't make compliments. If you're going to make a critical comment, make encouragement, a word of encouragement every single time. Even it out. Amen. If you like what we're doing, I want to encourage you to sow into where we're going, and we're going with the King of Kings. You can go to www.giveify.com. That's our app. We also have PayPal. We have several others. We'll have our website released the beginning of September, and you'll have a better connection on how we're doing. We have new shows lining up, talk shows, Zoom is coming on. You'll be able to see what we're doing. We'll be able to see one another. We're just so excited because even in the midst of this pandemic, God never stopped working. He's powerful. He didn't fall for the hook. He is the hook. Amen. I want to encourage you to be hooked up with Christ. Forgive those that have hurt you and continue to live your best life for Christ. Amen. God bless everyone. Father, we thank you for this time with you. God, I ask you for a special anointing on my listeners, Father. Father, let your supernatural peace cause healing in their bodies. If there's any pain, any dysfunction, Father, heal their bodies. Heal their minds. Let them see the bait of Satan. Let them know those hooks, God. Let them not be deceived. And Father, lead and guide and direct them so that every single listener will be in your presence. And we thank you, Father. It's just that simple. As we ask, as we seek, as we knock, the door is already open in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, with that being said, I'm going to play this closing song. And, you know, I like songs with meanings. And I just love the lyrics to this song. So I want to encourage you to be blessed with Get Your Blessing. Amen. God bless everyone, and we love you with the love of Christ.
The heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot, overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say, yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time.
We say thank you, Lord, for a brand new me, a brand new me from this day on, this day forward, a brand new me, a new opportunity, a new day. God's going to use you. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. So, Father, we thank you. We embrace it as we go forth in the things of the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless everyone. Have a terrific, blessed, anointed rest of your day. God bless you all.
Say thank you.